Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Terry Neese, President, CEO, and founder of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org, is the website. And I love talking about this, Terry, about all the great work you're doing and the great courageous stories that you tell and that you are witnessing and contributing to of the women in Rwanda, which is in Africa, and Afghanistan, which everybody knows where that is. The women are over there, and now you mentioned in the last segment 500 of these people are graduates. All of them didn't come to the United States, right? They train in country, and some of them come here, right?
Right. Right. Yes, we have 30 women in the classroom every year. That's a 10-week course, curriculum provided by Northwood University. Top 15 out of that 30 from each country comes to the United States. Some do not get visas, unfortunately, but that's just the chance you take. The thing that we have noticed since 2007 when we had our first class, the first 2 or 3 years, Jim, we have mostly women who were in the handicraft businesses.
Right.
And today, that's not the case. I mean, we're all over the map. We've got a sports center. We've got an accounting school. We've got the first female-owned news agency in Afghanistan.
Wow.
Office supply stores, publishers for children's books.
Printer.
Landscaping company. I mean, they've gone from traditional type businesses to non-traditional type businesses.
Right.
So there's been a real landscape change there in terms of types of businesses. We have a dairy farmer this year. Agribusiness is pretty huge in Rwanda. And so we're just really pleased with how well these women have done. And, you know, we have 4 of our Peace Through Business graduates who have been appointed to the Parliament and the Senate in Rwanda by the president of that country.
Hmm.
So to have those Peace Through Business voices in the Rwanda Parliament are just huge.
Right. Well,
and by the way, speaking
about
of that.
The building on that. How you'll be building on that over the years with once you get more and more of these women involved that you've contributed to.
Right.
Can I say one thing real quick? I always like to bring up Fresh to Hazik, who's the printer in Kabul. And,
yes.
And, you know, I interviewed her and I wrote an article about her, and I never will forget, Terry. This always chokes me up. I ask her, why would you put your life at risk? Why would you put your business at risk? She had all kinds of obstacles, deadly obstacles in running her business. I said, why are you continuing to do this? She said, because I have a daughter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you know, they really want to build their country so that their children and their grandchildren will have a better life than what they have had. Same thing in Rwanda. After the genocide in 1994, when 1 million people were killed in 90 days.
Mostly men.
Yes.
As I remember.
Yes. And so because it was mostly men, by the way, 56% of their parliament are women.
Mm-hmm. By demographic, not by law.
Right. Well, right.
It's sad to say.
In the United States, it's 17%. So,
mm-hmm.
But they are they have forgiven each other. You know, talk about a forgiving nation.
I've never seen happier people than those women from Rwanda. I mean, they couldn't, you couldn't wipe the smile off their faces.
No,
they were
the most
pleasant, happiest people I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and it's worth going to your event just to see their dress too. By the way.
It is. They're fun-loving. They're
colorful.
Then they've just got the spirit that just shines from their face.
Yep.
And speaking of the event, you know, we have our International Women's Economic Summit and our graduation ceremony in Dallas, July 17th. We've narrowed it to one day so that people don't have to take time away from their mm-hmm. office, except for maybe one day, maybe 2 days if you're traveling to get there. But we have a tremendous day of speakers for American women business owners. And then our graduation ceremony the evening of the 17th will be held at the Bush Library, President George W. Bush Library, and Carly Fiorina is our keynote speaker.
Congratulations
for
that.
Commencement. Yeah.
You've been working on that a long time, though, I know.
Yeah, I've been working on that for 2 years. So finally landed her in January of this year, and I think that she'll bring a great message of business and how to overcome adversities. And mm-hmm.
And she's a global thinker, too. I mean, she's got friends. She's got contacts and friends all over the world.
Yes,
with her when she was CEO of HP.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think those kinds of comments and inspiration for these women to hear her and see her will be very dynamic for them.
I need your website.
And for American women, too.
Your website, Terry.
IEEW.org.
Check it out, folks. This is really important work that Terry's doing. And as I said many times, I'm very proud of her. Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.